Have you ever wondered why people disagree with you when you know very clearly that you're right? John Locke had a similar observation. Around 1640, he was observing his friends debating. And what he observed is the discussions would be long, elaborate, but they wouldn't reach a conclusion and people wouldn't agree with each other. In fact, people often just repeated their own perspective again and again. John Locke was really interested in finding out what are the assumptions that we have beneath our knowledge. In John Locke's writing, in an essay concerning human understanding, he examines this question of how we create knowledge as humans. Now remember, Locke was a doctor, and as a doctor, he was used to observing the symptoms in his patients, and he took these observations in order to create a diagnosis for what was ailing people. Similarly, he thought that observation was the key to understanding the creation of knowledge. And this approach is called empiricism. For Locke, all of our information comes from our senses. When he looked at the material world, for example, this tree, he noticed that it's a substance that's outside of our head. And then in our minds, we make a pale imitation, a pale copy of the external world. This is sometimes called copy theory. So for Locke, the human being is a cupboard empty and waiting to be filled with experiences, and that is how we create our knowledge. In fact, Locke is very famous for the idea of the tabula rasa, the blank slate. He believed that children are born with absolutely no prior knowledge. And this had a revolutionary impact on education. Locke believed that our potential is boundless with the right educators. So, the question is, how do you convince people of your perspective? Well, for Locke, quite clearly, you would need to give them the best possible evidence in the real world in order to educate them.